Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Challenge, the podcast all about the challenge. As always, I am Brian. Sitting across from me is...
Big Uncle Sweetie.
Zach is finally fucking sick.
Finally.
Yeah. You had a mildly scratchy throat.
Yeah.
I had the fucking plague. Your kids, like... our fucking germ factories.
Oh, poor Wolfie.
Yeah, it was horrible. I had to call in one day.
Oh, my gosh. I couldn't do nothing. Oh, that must have been so hard.
Yeah. And then it took like a whole another week, but then Zach finally caught it.
Zach, there's no way Zach caught what I had.
Yep.
Absolutely no
way. Totally it.
And I know you're trying to guilt trip me, but I warned you. I did the right thing. I said, Wolfie, my daughter's been sick. I'm feeling a little sick. You can stay home. You said, no. I'm dedicated to this podcast.
Yeah. I did it for the people.
Yeah. I have to come.
I took a week off
because otherwise I would have signed it like this. And with that week came guilt trips, like I did something to you. No, I did not. I said you could stay home and feel well. Uh-huh. And you had to stay home anyway, by the way. You should have stayed home. You're bad.
Is it? Or is it just letting your children run free with germs?
That's right. What am I supposed to do?
Everybody.
Lock them up?
Yes.
You have a germ. Like, stay in your room.
Stay in your room till you can take this COVID test.
Well, it wasn't COVID.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. All right. Well, you're fine now. You're recovered. Your voice is back.
Yeah.
What a relief.
Sure.
For the fans, too.
Nah, nobody cares if I left.
Oh, Joker was thinking, where's Wolfie last week? I hope he can talk again.
Nope. Joker was like, I don't give a shit.
Joker, Cab, Olivia, what do you have to say about Wolfie? Yeah. Wolfie needs a pep talk.
I don't need a pep talk. Yeah. So head over to challengepod.com. Join the Facebook group.
Oh, I never went live on YouTube.
Oh, you're the worst.
I really am.
It's fine. Three people watch it. Katie, didn't Zach say Katie's like the only one who actually watches it?
Oh, it got all screwed up when I had to unplug the camera. We're not doing video.
Oh.
No video this week.
Ooh, 2 weeks in a row.
I know. It's me being lazy and having technical issues, and my computer's 10 years old.
I think you need keep like up a with self-sustained camera that will record, and then you can just upload it directly. But then I guess people can watch live, but I don't think anybody does watch live.
I don't think anybody watches it recorded either.
Yeah.
So whatever.
Wolfie is a person and has a right to the ball. What? I don't understand what that
is. No idea.
No.
No idea.
You're weird, Joker. You can also join our Patreon. You get all kinds of stuff. Apparently, you don't get video nowadays.
No video.
We do have trivia coming up.
Yeah.
Middle of January.
Yeah.
Did we set a date? I don't think we set a date.
We haven't set a date yet for that one, no.
All right.
But it's coming.
Yeah. Challenge trivia, which leads right into Buffy the Vampire Slayer. What's the ball? I don't understand. I love Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and I'm not understanding your reference. So I think it's a fake reference, Joker.
Oh, Carlin posted me on Patreon.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to figure out how to get her this link up via Patreon.
Like I can't.
Also, next week, this kind of like snuck right up on us, but next week is our 300th episode.
Sure is.
Which is very exciting, very important. And I think what we're going to do next week, normally we have the chat room that is only to the patrons. That's why Olivia's there, Joker, Cab, Carlin's trying to get in here. Normally this is a patron-specific thing, but I think next week we're going to open it up to everybody.
Yeah.
And let people call in, because it is our 300th episode. It will be full of masturbation, as per usual.
You have to pay extra for that video.
That's right. That'll be on our OnlyFans. But it should be a really fun show. So everybody try to tune into us live next week. We'll post it on the Facebook group when we're going live. And everybody can join. Everybody can call. It should be a fun, crazy night.
I don't. Joker says it's at the beginning of the movie. They're playing basketball. And the coach says, you're a person and have a right to the ball. I don't remember that quote.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. Sounds obscure.
I just remember David Arquette being like, but I'm hungry, Pike. And then Luke Perry being like, you're floating.
All right, are we here to talk about Buffy or are we talking about the challenge?
Let's talk about Buffy. I think that'd be a better time.
I disagree. I've never seen an episode of Buffy.
It's too bad.
And do not care. This episode of Ride or Dies is called Nelly Ride or Die With Me. I was called out on the Facebook group because I've been all season not giving Nerys enough credit. I only talk about how hot she is and not about what a good game player she is. But We're about to shake it up this episode, Wolfie, because Nurys kicked a bunch of ass.
She does.
It was nice to see her. But when we talk, when we start this episode, we have Nani and Casey. Of course, they're talking about Casey losing Kenny. Casey's really like emotional about this. Nani is trying to be her like usual uplifting self, talking about how great everybody is and everything. And what I like is that when they talk to Casey and say, "Oh, what? Why are you going to miss Kenny?" Casey says, "Oh, well, he's just my number one supporter and he's my biggest fan." And I just love that when it's just sort of like, "Oh, what's your favorite thing? Oh, how much he loves me."
Sure.
Right?
I guess.
That's like a shitty fucking thing to like about somebody.
I don't know. Maybe.
No?
Yeah. Maybe she's saying, "I like that he is very supportive of me." Would that be a better way to phrase it?
No, that's the same thing.
Oh, okay. I
don't know. Like, "Oh, he's my brother and he's nice." It's like, "Oh, no, he likes me, so I guess I like him back." It's weird.
I guess so.
It's a weird thing. I guess I'm the only one that thinks that. Chat room, do you agree with me? Nelly and Nurys, they talk about how Nelson is feeling betrayed because he was sort of left out of that vote. And I agree, that was a weird thing, and he should be a little pissed about this. Wolfie, do you agree?
Sure, just because I fucking hate Fessy.
Yeah, it seemed like Fessy was outwardly like trying to not involve him in the vote.
He's just like, "I'm amazing at this game. Yeah. I picked this amazing team."
God, we're going to get into that actually right now.
Carlin says, "Nurys is 100% the only reason why Nelson has done anything good in this game," which I agree with.
Yeah, I think I have not been giving Nurys enough credit. Maybe I just have been overlooking her, but she's obviously helped Nelson win the daily challenges, but I do think she's there sort of guiding him politically, and we see it a lot this episode, but I don't think we've seen it so much, or maybe I just haven't been paying as much attention as I should. Maybe I should have just jumped to that conclusion that, oh, Nelly's not shitting the bed this time, but somebody's helping him. I was giving him a lot of credit.
Joker's also floating that Nani and Casey fake relationship conspiracy theory in the chat room again.
I've heard that, but I also know from that MTV Challenge subreddit, people have spotted them together outside of the show, like at Disneyland and stuff like that.
Yeah, I know. You guys talked about it on the show last week.
Oh.
I just listened to it the other day.
Oh, was it good?
No.
It's never good when you're not on it? No. Oh, thanks, buddy. But here's the conversation you were talking about, Wolfie, where Bananas and Fessy are talking about what a great team they have. And Fessy, of course, is taking full credit of,
"They're shook.
Oh, I picked these women. This is why I picked these women. This is why I assembled the team I have. Didn't I put together a great team?"
Their faces fell. I mean, they're just, they've lost all confidence.
God, I fucking hate this Fessy guy. Fessy did nothing in this team selection. They both just picked the best players they had available to them at the time. Yeah. That was it. It was a pure luck of the draw situation.
Well, according to him, like, he's like, "No, like, yeah, when I told her I'm not going to take it easy on you, and I fucking took everybody."
Right. Ridiculous. This fucking guy. It's his team selection has gone to his head. A fucking grade school team selection is what he's currently focused on, what a good player he is. It's pathetic. Bananas, during this conversation, though, says that Nurys is the best female on the other team. So we get a lot of other people in the house talking about how Nurys is a threat in this game. So, yes, I'm sorry for only focusing on how stunningly gorgeous she is and not enough about what a game player she is, too. And we get Amber and Mariah. They're talking. Amber really dumbs down what an alliance is for us who have obviously never watched a reality TV show. Thank you,
Alliance,
Amber.
Is a group of people who work together.
Yeah, she's like, I got this group of people, and they look out for me, and I look out for them. Isn't it a smart way to play this game? Yeah, Amber, that is a smart way to play this game. That's why everybody plays the game that way. And Mariah talks about how she's been playing Fessy's game. Being his ride or die, being a rookie, she's been playing Fessy's game this whole time, but now it's her chance to find her own alliances.
It's my time.
Yeah.
It's our time down here. What movie is that from?
I have no idea.
Goonies. Come on, man.
Sorry.
It's where they're in the wishing well.
Sorry, dude. Man. Is that Sean Astin saying that?
Fuck. No, I don't remember.
I'm going to say
it. Is him. It is him.
Or Corey Feldman.
It was. I thought it might be Feldman. Feldman's the one who finds, he's like, "This wish was mine and I'm taking it back."
That's right. Yeah. So dramatic, that movie. It was a great movie, though. All right. And so, yeah, that was the first like 10, 15 minutes of the show. Just all stuff we didn't really need nothing. To even focus on.
Could have taken it out.
Just nothing. Could have taken it out.
Could have been an hour
long show. Yeah, easily. Easily.
Yeah.
Carlin says, Tim's opinion of Amber has really gone down the toilet in the last two episodes. Yes, it has. I don't know why. It's just all of a sudden it clicked. Like, I see now what the rest of the Challenge Household sees in Amber.
And yeah, I don't always like it. I still have no problem with Amber, so.
Well, she seems obnoxious.
The only reason I think she seems a little obnoxious, and I'm not holding this against her, is because she's there with her boyfriend. And,
yeah.
And that lovey-dovey
yeah.
stuff, especially right now for where I'm at in my life, right. is just like dumb and stupid.
Yeah, dumb and stupid.
Dumb and stupido.
Yeah, it's a lot of like, oh, my man this and oh, my man that. And okay, Amber, we get it. You're with Chauncey.
No.
Nobody cares.
It's cut to the security camera in your room and, oh, there's two beds in the room, but, you know, they sleep in one. They're only
using one. Oh, my goodness. It's a scandal. All right. Well, that's it. So we're on to the challenge.
I will smack this head and eat it.
This one's called Spin Class. It's a trivia challenge, everybody.
Everybody's agreeing with it. Everybody's off the Amber train, apparently.
Good. Good. Huh? I've really liked her up until, yeah, like two episodes ago. I was just like, I don't get it. Amber seems great. And now it's like, oh, yeah, I get it. She's terrible. Well, it's trivia.
TJ's favorite.
TJ's favorite. And this time in an old theme park, like an old rundown apocalyptic theme park. Why were they here?
I don't know.
And why were they spinning on those things? Yeah. Like there's no, it seemed weird. Like, why did they do that? Why the discs?
I don't know why they did this.
Yeah.
Because it didn't really seem to do anything. Nobody was like disoriented and like, I can't think of the answer.
Yeah. It didn't really do anything at all. No, it just kind of, and it didn't even look good. No. You know, like sometimes it's like, oh, that didn't impact the game, but it looked really cool. Yeah. This was just like, it's weird.
It would have been better. I mean, they couldn't do it. But like, you know, those like boards that have people tied up and people like throw knives at them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It'd be better if they were all tied up to that. And if you got the answer, if your team got the answer wrong, they all just like spun super fast. But
yeah,
I mean, that's hard to mock up. And this is probably as cheaply and as close as they could get. But
yeah, I didn't really care for this spinning thing. I don't know what it added. And I'm just not a big fan. All right. Well, anyway, it's trivia. As Devin says, there's no real strategy with trivia. It's really just like, hey, they're going to ask you a question. Try to get it right.
Oh,
that's about it.
Keb says, I watched the Challenge Australia and they did this exact challenge slash setup.
No, no kidding. The spinning, did they set up why they were spinning? Didn't seem to matter at all.
I don't know. Olivia was hoping she's going to see someone get sick and throw up on everybody else.
I think people throwing up is the second highest form of humor. First, of course, do you know?
Farting.
Falling over.
Oh, falling over.
Yeah. People falling over is the number one best.
Everybody falling over? Or is it old people falling over?
Old people, that fits in the category. Anybody, little children falling over is funny. Yeah, people falling over, funniest thing ever. People throwing up is second place. It's always really funny. Nobody got sick. Really sad.
Yeah, I was working at Kmart back in the day in high school. And like it had been raining out really bad. And we hadn't put the mats down out front.
Yeah.
And me and another guy were outside because we had to get carts, and it's like raining. So we're standing under the entryway.
Yep.
Where we're covered. And I turn around and look inside, and I see this old woman walking along, and she just fucking biffs it and lands directly on her ass. And I just fucking lost it. I was glad I was outside because she would have heard me laughing at it if I was inside.
And how long ago was that? Like 25 years ago? 30 years ago?
Something like that, yeah.
That woman's dead now.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. How do you feel about that?
Great.
You're supposed to be really disappointed.
One less person taking up space on the planet. If I could join her, I would. Take up less space. Don't use up resources.
Right.
Doing it for all of you.
We appreciate that.
Yeah.
We appreciate your sacrifice. I have some notes here on some of the funnier questions, but for the most part, it's just a regular trivia. Yeah.
Green gets really far behind and then
does
a pretty good comeback.
Yep.
And then Bananas gets fed like the lamest...
The math question. That's right.
Yeah.
We get Amber. She has no idea who C-3PO is.
Dumb.
Can't even place him as a Star Wars character.
Now I hate her just for this.
I feel like that. So I'm also not a big Star Wars fan, but I know C-3PO and R2-D2. Like that has transcended nerd knowledge. Like everybody should know those two.
She's also half your age and a model.
But they're still making Star Wars movies right now. It's not like that doesn't have anything to do with anything.
She said she's never watched it. It's too long.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
She thinks Star Wars is one movie.
One long movie. Yeah. I mean, in a way it is, I guess.
Joker says, I saw a guy fall flat on his face once and his toupee fell off.
Oh, one of my good buddies, Shay, used to wear a toupee.
Yeah.
What a fucking idiot. Jesus Christ.
He's listening.
You believe that shit? No, he's never listened to this.
I remember you telling me about it. And I was like, Shay wears a toupee?
Oh, you've never seen Shay in his toupee? I'm going to have to get a picture.
I saw him because he was wearing it, you know, around.
Yeah.
And then you told me about it. And I'm like, he's wearing a toupee. And the next time I saw him, I'm like, oh, it's totally a toupee.
Yeah. I liked it when it would fall really far forward and his forehead looked like it was an inch and a half high. There was just like no space between his hairline and his eyebrows. It's like, what the fuck, dude? What are you doing with yourself?
Olivia is also disappointed that Amber didn't know this R2-D2 question.
Yeah, it's like an obvious one.
Yeah.
I liked how later on Anissa seemed like she was like a genius for knowing Romeo and Juliet.
Right.
Like, all right, Anissa, yeah, it's a Shakespeare play, but everybody knows Romeo and Juliet.
Fucking Horatio didn't know who Bonnie and Clyde were.
I know, right? That was a weird one. Chauncey didn't know the last name of Serena and Venus.
Yeah.
Which is a little weird.
Yeah.
We get Bananas yelling, suck my ass, TJ.
Yeah.
He's yelled that before.
Yeah.
That was a nice little throwback moment.
Yeah, throwback. It's a nice little catchphrase for him.
Wolfie doesn't give a shit about any of this stuff.
I fucking hate Bananas.
We get...
Zach's not here to defend him, so...
We get Nelly getting up a couple questions right.
Yeah.
And farting and torturing his whole team. That was pretty
Olivia funny. Points out Casey didn't know who Adam and Eve were.
Yeah, Adam and Eve. Like, all these are like, what the fuck? How are you so stupid?
Stupid!
Crazy. But in terms of smart things, Mariah nails spelling animosity.
Yeah.
Couldn't believe this one. Could you spell animosity, like, without looking
at it? I probably could, but I could not spell it as quickly as she did.
Yeah.
I would have had to, like really go letter by letter and sound it out.
I think I would have fucked it up. I think I would have spelled it C-I-T-Y at the end.
Oh. That's because you're dumb.
Well, yeah.
All right. Yeah. As long as we're on the same page.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Carlin, I love when trivia shows how moronic these people are. Agreed.
I did like how at some point they started asking them questions about each other's ride or dies.
Yeah.
I thought that was a little more like, I wish the whole trivia challenge would have been
That would have been more interesting.
That would have been a lot more revealing. Because we get Mariah and Fessy both really missing their questions. Fessy, of course, starting out being like, how could you not know the month of my birthday?
Yeah.
And then immediately missing that Mariah has six brothers and sisters.
Right.
Yeah, you'd think if she would have said that, that would pop out in your mind. You wouldn't
forget that one. Joker states that perhaps amongst the group, knowing Romeo and Juliet did in fact make her a genius.
I mean, there's something to that. Anissa is probably smarter than all these people, but knowing Romeo and Juliet is not one that you're pumping your arms like, yes, I got it. It's like,
what's up, Ryan?
It's like, yeah, you get it. Ryan, what's up, buddy?
It would have exposed just how rude or die they're not.
Yeah,
I think that's a misspelling from Joker, but it still works.
It still works.
Rude or die.
I think there's a lot of these people that are not totally ride or dies. Uh-huh. And I think questions like that would have been really revealing. I think that would have been really fun.
I liked those. Yep. More of that, less of everything else.
Yep. So it comes down to Devin for the win. He has the chance to win it here, and it's Devin. Fucking so I moron. Assumed that he would.
Right.
His question was something I would have never, I can't even remember the question. I know that I would have never gotten it right.
Who duetted on the song Empire State? And it was Jay-Z and Alicia Keys.
Okay.
Not even a fan of either one of them. I knew that.
I did not. I've never heard of that song or nothing. None of
you. You've heard it. If I played it for you, you'd be like, oh, okay. And then you wouldn't have cared.
Probably. I still would not know who did it. But Devin misses it. And. Oh.
Carlin brings up, it would have been great to have Nam and his partner in that part of the challenge. They didn't meet until they got to Argentina.
I'd heard that they just, they barely knew each other. Yeah. So then it throws it over to Bananas because Devin missed it and he got the math question. That was pretty easy.
It was easy. We got it just sitting there.
Yeah, but it was like on the TV. I don't know. It would have been harder, I guess, saying it verbally.
I don't think so.
But still not.
TJ was like, okay, what is 4?
Right.
Times, I mean, yeah, he could have. That wasn't that hard.
Yeah, well, it wasn't that hard because Bananas did get
bullshit.
It.
And it's bullshit for the like winning question.
Mm-hmm.
Producers should have been like, "Nah, X-nay that one. Let's ratchet it up a little bit.
Make so him
a little
spell bit more something tension. Terrible.
Yeah,
make him spell die.
D-I-E.
Yeah. But Bananas gets it, and with getting it, he his team wins this trivia challenge. I was so pissed.
Just because I was waiting to cut to Festy and be like, see, I assembled the greatest team in challenge history. And I'd be like, yep. You're a fucking moron.
I thought for sure we were gonna do that too. Yeah. Oh, Olivia says, could we have spelled Anissa's last name?
Nope. Didn't even know where her last name was.
I knew her last name. And when Devin, or not Devin, Jordan spelled it, I was like, that's not right. There's an I in it. There's an I in there somewhere. Yep. But no, I could have never gotten it.
I'm very much one that... when from their Real World seasons and then these, they really only use their first names.
Yeah.
So that's how I know all these people. I don't do like deep dives and shit. Although I do know Jordan's last name, Jordan Wisely.
You know Tori's last name?
Tori Deal, because I do follow her on Instagram.
Do you really? Because the bikini thing?
She posts a lot of pictures of herself and bikinis and stuff. And
yeah.
You know, sometimes you need to pick me up during the day.
I guess so. All right, well, that's it for that.
Yeah, Jacqueline says he gave a big pause after 4 times 10. I was like, that can't be it. What's 4 times 10?
Oh, that's a tough one.
No, if it was Josh, I'd be like, Josh, what's 8 times 9?
Well, anyway, so Fessy's team wins it. Did I say that?
Yeah,
that's a bummer, but that is what it is.
Fessy was probably jerking himself off the whole van ride home.
Well, I hope so. They should put that on the TV. Would you pay extra for that?
No.
Challenge after hours, it's just Fessy jerking off?
Not if it was just Fessy jerking off.
What if it was Fessy and Jordan jerking off?
Are they jerking each other off?
No, they're just jerking off like in the same room.
Oh, no.
No.
Jerking each other off, I might, just because I'm just like, let's see what kind of weird situation this is.
But I know you love watching celebrity sex tapes. I know that's the thing you like.
Shekhar wants to know, can I get a Josh impression?
Do it. Do it.
What if he's watching? Oh my God, that's my friend Fessy jerking off Jordan. Oh, I'm going to rally the house.
All right. Well, speaking of rallying the house, it's club night. These are getting more and more useless as the season goes on. But we get Nelly and Devin. They're talking about Nelly and how Nelly hates his own team. Devin seems like he wants to be anywhere else in this conversation. He's just like stirring his drink, looking off in the distance. Nelly just keeps talking.
You figure Devin's a little bit more of a strategist. Should have just been like, you're right, Nelly. Fuck those guys. You know what you should do? You should start throwing shit.
Oh.
And guess what? I'll talk the thing. We won't vote you in.
Right.
But you start throwing shit and we'll get some of these assholes out of here.
They should start doing that. That'd be fun.
You'll be safe. That would have been better. Instead, I'm going to pick my drink up, look at it, stir it some more.
Ryan says, can I just say, and this is not body shaming, but Fessy is not impressive physically. He's just big. All these other guys are shown working their ass off, and Fessy is shown whining and complimenting himself.
Yep.
Yep. I think that pretty well sums it up. Fessy is not who he thinks he is.
No.
I really hope he never wins this season.
He's like 2 times the size of everybody, as we saw last episode, where he's just like pushing people.
Yep.
Devin looked like he was still dizzy.
All right. And then at this club night, Amber and Chansey, they're talking. And would you believe it? Amber tells Chauncey that she doesn't really want to go in.
Oh.
Really glad we dedicated some screen time to that, because I wasn't sure how Amber felt about it. Bananas is talking to Mariah and says that he wants to throw in Nerisse, but Mariah, guess what? Doesn't think that that's a good idea.
Yeah, no.
Shocking. All this stuff is unbelievable.
Learning deep insights into how the game works.
And Tori is talking to Horacio. She wants Nerisse. She admits because
of
personal reasons.
Oh, well,
like she just we must
not
it.
Know those personal reasons, because I mean they're personal. She wouldn't air them on TV.
Oh, I think she means how Nerisse is hooking up with Jordan.
Oh, okay.
I can see how it was subtle. You might not have caught that.
I didn't put 2 and 2 together.
But I think that's what they were going for here.
I didn't put 8 times 9 together.
Right. And so that's club night. Really glad we spent some time on that one.
These thanks, fucking MTV. Shows, man.
Dude,
bring back all stars.
We're definitely in that mid-season lull where it's just like, fuck this show. Why am I still watching this?
Why is this an hour and a half?
Yeah.
Need to be.
This is episode 11, right?
I don't know.
I think it was. So normally.
Yeah, episode 450, maybe?
Normally there's 12 or 13 episodes a season in like the olden days. And so like they're gearing up for the final at this point, and I'm stoked for it. And instead, I know that there's seven more episodes.
Yeah.
And how can they possibly fill an hour and a half with this shit that's just the same stuff over and over again?
Yeah.
It's like, come on, MTV. It's driving me nuts with this stuff.
By the way, they just got done filming the reunion last week.
So. Yeah. So there'll be a reunion show too.
Ryan says, is Horacio the second most beautiful person on the season? Nerissa is the first, right? It's close, but who's third?
Oh, I don't know if I'd give Horacio number two so easily.
Yeah. And I know Joker doesn't agree with this, but I'm kind of into Olivia.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Olivia's your girl.
Yeah.
Not mine. She's
I mean, not so much when she's sucking face with Nelly, just because I fucking hate Nelly.
Yeah.
But, you know.
I like Mariah.
Yeah.
She's cute. She's cute. She's got that underbite thing going on.
I say bring back Maddie.
Oh, yeah. Maddie's great.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Well, anyway, they wake up the next morning.
And the correct answer is third most beautiful is Chauncey.
Oh, Chauncey? Chauncey yeah. looks like the Michael Jordan, the actor Michael Jordan, not the basketball
Michael
player.
Michael B. Jordan?
One. Michael B. Jordan. Doesn't he? He looks like Michael B. Jordan.
A little bit, yeah.
I think so. Yeah. All right. And so the next morning, we get Casey, Nani, Anissa, and Tori. They're all in one of the bedrooms. They're all sort of guessing and wondering what's going to happen, sort of hypothesizing. Again, this is more shit that we don't need.
Nope.
Nothing happened here.
Nope.
Oh, but we did spend a lot of time, thankfully, on a slow motion workout montage. Got to get the, one of those favorite. Fucking things every episode, don't yeah. we?
Yeah, somebody throwing the ball up and trying to catch it and then losing it. And,
yeah.
Yeah, stupid.
Yeah, and just people looking intensely and breathing. Okay, yeah. Yep. Let's.
This is when we stopped paying attention. We were talking to Margo the whole time.
That's right. Joker's in on this discussion. He says, Amber's not beautiful. Of course Amber's beautiful. Yeah. Of course she is.
She is.
She's annoying, though, too.
Yeah. And Tori. I got a thing for Tori, so I don't know.
You got a Tori thing?
Yeah, I mean, I follow her on Instagram, so.
Yeah. Yeah, you would.
I see lots of bikini shots. I'm okay with it.
So Jordan and Nerys talk during this workout montage. Nerys is just kind of coming to Jordan as the experienced challenge champ he is, looking for advice because she's about to be interrogated. Jordan's advice is basically like, just don't say anything. Just use a lot of words, but don't say anything, which is obvious. And then more talk of just Tori being jealous of Nerys. I'm so glad the storyline is about to go away.
Ryan says, also Nani has giant teeth, right? Did she go to her cosmetic orthodontist and say, give me extra, extra large teeth?
She does. What are those called? Veneers or something? Yeah. Those are called. Kyle's got that shit going on, too.
Shaker says he follows Tori on OnlyFans.
Oh, nice. There you go, Shaker. I don't need to because I follow the challenge subreddit that just steals OnlyFans content and throws it up there.
I was going to say, Shaker, just screenshot some of those pictures and send them over.
Joker says Horacio is dreamy. Yeah, he's all right. He's all right. That's all the credit I'm going to give him. All right, and that's it. Cha-cha.
Cha-cha.
We're into the
end. Show's over.
Interrogation.
Don't say my name, bitch.
Although there's real no like deliberation about it. Four girls. So
yeah, they're just going to talk to everybody, basically. So during this interrogation, though, Nelly kind of airs out his grievances. I'm glad he did this. He just kind of got in front of everybody, or not in front of, but, you know, while everybody's listening to him and said, hey, you kind of left me out of that vote. That fucking sucked. And we need to have a better plan moving forward.
Ryan says Nani's lips no longer can touch each other. It's too bad.
That is too bad.
Just and Joker says Horashi is the guy that steals your girl, and you understand.
Yeah, good times. Oh, see what fun the chat room is. And right. Next week, everybody's invited to the chat room for our big 300 episode. Join the Facebook group. We'll post the link there. It's a lot of fun. It's immediately following the episode on Wednesday.
Yeah.
That's when
as soon as the episode's over, jump on your Facebook, get the link.
Yeah, it'll be within a few minutes. And then you'll hear us having technical problems, and we'll restart it a few times, and then you'll be able to listen. It'll be really fun. I have a note here that just says Anissa states the obvious. I don't know what I'm talking. Oh, this is when she went girl by girl, right? And she's like,
well, this person's really good at this. This person's really good at this.
Yeah. It's like, all right, Anissa, that added nothing to the conversation.
Edit. Where's the editor?
Right. Tori just confirms straight up that they didn't tell Olivia and Nelson the plan last week. And that was sort of by design. Yeah. So the stuff where Fessy's like, shady. I couldn't hear him at the thing. It's like, fuck you guys.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it. So we're into the interrogation. Nani comes in. I just have a few notes as to what each of these women says. Nani says something about important. Friendship, something, I don't know. And friendship Casey,
is magic.
Yeah, she says friendship is magic. And Casey says that she's not going to say Nani's name. Mm-hmm. Mariah basically just says, like, hey, please don't make me the main vote. And I'm a rookie. I'm not a threat. But she says it very, like, unsure. Like, they're not buying this. Mariah's clearly a threat.
You're fucking Johnny Bananas. You're not getting voted in. Calm down.
Yeah. Amber, basically, her whole plea is like, please just don't throw me in. Please just don't pick me. I don't know. She didn't have much else to say. Not that it showed us anyway. And Nuri's basically says like, hey, it's a really hard decision for you guys. And that's all the time that we've dedicated to each of these players. Mm-hmm. We learned nothing. We didn't need to see any of this. This is all completely pointless.
And Ryan says, remember I told you about the show they put on at the elimination last week and you said I was blocked, Tim. Unblock me.
I don't remember what you're talking about, Ryan, but I believe I said that you're blocked. That's my thing I always say when people prove me wrong. I just get pissed and I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to block you.
It's two times ever in your entire life you were wrong last week?
Yeah, that's it. And we're back down to one, too. Just because I feel like it.
Okay.
No. All right, and so after that, we see a little bit of a deliberation within the room, but we don't really learn a lot.
It's mainly them going, all right, well, let's figure it out this time before we get there.
Yeah. Nelly says, not Nerys. Fessy says, Amber. Nelly thinks, hey, let's figure this out at elimination when we see what the game is and all that stuff, which seems like a terrible idea. That's what happened last time when Nelly was locked out of this. They need to decide on their way. Even if what they decide is it's a puzzle throw in Amber, or it's physical throw in Nerys. Like, whatever it is they decide, they need to have some sort of a plan going in.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's it for the deliberation. And now we're back into the house.
Cha-cha.
A lot of people talking about stuff that doesn't matter at all. Chauncey and Amber, they talk. I learned nothing. Olivia and Mariah, they also talk. I couldn't really pay attention because of the shirt that Olivia was wearing, so I don't know what they were talking about. And it was probably not all that important.
Nope.
Mariah and Nani talk. So this one is a little interesting.
Yeah.
Nani privately in the confessional says that she's going to save Amber at the draw, but Mariah is there to cut a deal with Nani and say like, hey, Nani, if you pull safe, will you save me? And if I pull safe, I'll save you. And Nani says yes.
Yeah.
So Nani's doing the same shit that we saw turned out so poorly earlier in the season, promising both the other women that she will save them. Yeah.
Nani's excuse is, well, I had already had this conversation with Amber. And Mariah comes up, like, what am I supposed to say?
Yeah.
I don't know.
She said yes. Yeah. And it works for her this time around. Spoiler alert. So she did the right thing, but it is shady. And it's one of these things that, although I don't know if Nani would have to pay the same consequences as who was it, Annalise, and who was the dude?
Oh, I don't know.
Tommy or something.
Yeah, Tommy.
They had to pay a pretty heavy penalty.
I think we're jumping ahead. Ryan said, how are her boobs in that shirt? Olivia's chest defies gravity.
No, we're here. We just passed that conversation between Olivia and Mariah.
Yeah, it's true.
That was quite a shirt.
Jesus.
Quite a distracting shirt.
Well, yeah. When it was going on, I was like, good Lord.
Yeah.
And then she's just laying around the house in that.
Yeah, it does not look like a comfortable shirt.
No.
Yeah, a little bit of a weird top, but hey, yeah. I'm no fashionista. What do I know about anything?
This is what happens now that you have 40 something single dudes. Well, Zach's not here, 30 something hosting the show now.
Yeah,
now it's just a lot more boob talk.
It's just boob talk. Sorry, ladies. I'll try to tone it down. All right, and then we get Amber and Mariah. They're just sort of talking because I think they both assume that they're likely to go in, so they're talking about what eliminations they may prefer. Again, do we need to see this? The answer is no.
No.
We see Nerys. She confronts Tori to talk about Jordan. I kind of liked this, actually. This was maybe something that was valuable to the show.
Yeah.
What'd you think of this conversation?
I thought it was good. I think they both made decent points. It's like, look, I know this is really not your fault, but obviously this is a situation. We all have to live in the house together, and I don't like having it right in my face. It's like understandable.
Yeah.
Nerys is like, I understand it's awkward, but, you know, what am I supposed to do?
I thought they were both about as mature as you could expect people in this situation to be.
Yeah.
it all made sense. Like, I understand why Tori's upset. I understand that you can be upset while also accepting that nobody's doing anything wrong. you know what I mean? Like, if you're Tori, it's like, yeah, I'm upset even though he's single and he's able to do whatever he wants. Yeah.
No, Tori, I think, had valid points. It's just like, you know, it sucks for me.
Right.
But, I mean, nobody's, like, doing – even – I think she said at some point, just because of all this, like, it doesn't make you a bad person. Like,
yeah,
it's just – it's a lot to deal with.
Right. And Nerys had good points, too, that she's not going to not pursue Jordan just because his ex is in the house. That's not a reasonable thing either. So,
yeah,
you just kind of have to deal with it, ladies. That's all you can do.
Yep.
Sucks, but that's what it is.
Or cat fight, cat fight, cat fight.
We get that into elimination, which is where we are now. Payback's a bitch, bitch. So right about this time, they're gonna go get in the zone.
Auto zone.
You got it. Orange team is all over the place with this vote. What was going on with this vote?
I don't know.
Super weird, right?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like everybody was on the same page once.
No, it doesn't look like they had a powwow. They didn't decide on anything together. I could definitely see some people, like, you know, like if it's going to be Nerys, I could see Nelly just being like, hey, I'm not going to say Nerys's name. I'll throw it out to whoever else.
Yeah.
But it was weird that there were so many other people
who voted. Everybody got a vote at some point.
Yeah, it's weird, right? Yeah. That's a very weird thing to do.
Yeah, it's almost Survivor-esque. It's like, let's throw a vote on everybody just in case something goes wrong.
Right, but this is a rock show.
Yeah, I know.
Like, there's nothing good to...
Like, it doesn't work on this show.
But nothing's going to go wrong. The highest votes goes in.
Yeah. Ryan thinks it's the fastest pod we've ever done.
Yeah, well, this was not a... This is just a... this is the doldrums. We're into the doldrums episodes right now.
Yeah.
So we're going to plow through these things. It really is, especially when you're now spending an hour and a half to get one person out of the game.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, nine people left or whatever there is.
They're not out of the game yet, Tim. They live and die by their ride or die.
Good point. But it's like we could easily make these episodes 45 minutes that we're watching. Simply. And we could talk about them in a half hour. This was...
Simply.
Yeah, Olivia said it's a filler episode. I think they're all going to be filler episodes. The next four or five are going to be filler episodes. So get used to this fast-paced pod, kids. This is what we're doing.
Yep.
So anyway, they vote. They're all over the place. But at the end of it, Nerys does get the most amount of votes. She is going in.
Yep.
And so, boom, we're over to the draw. They really build this thing up, man. They talk about Nani and how she's got all these different promises to different people and how if she pulls the safe dagger, it'll really screw her over. And I was like, Wolfie, she's going to pull it. She's going to pull the safe dagger. This is going to be great. This is going to be great. She pulls it, and it's not a...
It's blank.
It's just a blank one.
Yep.
All that hype for nothing. There's nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing there. Even this deal that Nani made with Mariah and whoever, who was the other one? Amber. Whoever.
Ombre.
It's like, none of this mattered. Like, why are we even talking about any of this? None of this mattered. I don't need to see shit on the screen that doesn't pay off. What the hell's going on with this show?
Yeah.
Mariah is the one that pulls safe.
Yep.
And so because of her deal that she made, I think Daisy's home. Because of her deal that she made with Nani, she saves Nani, and that leaves Amber and Nerys. They're going to battle it out in the auto zone. This one's called Pato Brawl.
Yeah.
It's like pole wrestle.
Yep.
Or one we've seen this with rings. We've seen a variation of this game several times.
Yeah. It's kind of a cool little contraption, though.
Yeah.
Thingy with handles on it.
He says, TJ says, it's basically an Argentinian pole wrestle. I guess Argentinians play this game with a thing like this. Wow. I don't know. I don't know anything about this. But it's basically a thing where you grab the handles, you just wrestle it away from your opponent, and that's what you do.
And that's what they call?
Pato.
Wrestle, whatever.
So going into this, I think you and I both looked at these competitors together and said, well, I think Amber is going to take it.
Ryan says, you think Daisy's home? It's 9:30 at night, Tim.
I think she's just arriving home.
She was hanging out at her boyfriend's house.
Yeah, she's 10, man. She's going to just do whatever she wants now.
Olivia said, Amber felt like she was backstabbed by Mariah, but correct me if I'm wrong, but Mariah never told Amber she would save her. Right?
Never that we saw.
Yeah.
Did you just drop your iPad, Daisy? She came in and dropped her iPad first thing.
She saw Margo. She's like, oh, no.
Yep. There's a puppy here. I hope you didn't break it. All right, so yes, Amber's way bigger, and these games often come down to just whoever's the biggest when it's like a size-based thing like this. And Amber's bigger, so we thought it was going to be her.
Yep.
So TJ blows his horn. They start going. Round one is pretty hardcore heavy duty.
Yeah, it's a really good match.
Yeah.
Like, they are doing amazing. Amber is amazing because she gets this, like, both of her arms behind her back with the thing, and she's still not giving up, then somehow gets it back in front of her. Because as soon as her arms will be on her back, I'm like, oh, she's done.
Yeah.
But no.
I will say, for as much as Amber kind of is driving me nuts personality-wise this season, she always, always, always impresses me with this physicality stuff.
Yeah.
This woman just has no quit in her. She will go as hard as she can for as long as she can. She puts all of her effort into it. And she, most of the time, she does a really good job.
Yeah, agreed.
So, yeah, it was impressive how her arms were contorted behind her. And I think a couple times I was like, well, she's not going to come back from this.
How would anybody come back from
that? And then all of a sudden, it's like she's on her back and she's fine. Yeah. And then she wins. So yeah, Amber does really well, but I don't want to take anything away from Nerys. Nerys also does really well.
She did amazing too.
Somebody that is taller than her and bigger than her.
Yeah.
But she does a really good job too.
Yeah. Agreed. They're both amazing, at least in this first round.
Yeah.
Second round's kind of boring, but having this amazing round, it's, right. Nothing's going to live up to it.
They're tired, round two, they're both just tired.
Gassed out.
So they both just do this lackluster, like, give it to me. No, give it to me. No, give it to me. Just like these little, they stay on their feet most of the time. Yeah. Not a great round two, but Amber wins round two too.
Agreed.
And that's it.
Nerys goes home.
And Nerys goes home. Do you want it? And she cries. No, we're doing the podcast, Daisy. Okay, sorry. Daisy, go away. I don't know.
You're dismissed, child.
I tell them every week. I say, don't bug me when I'm doing the podcast. And then they bug me every week.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't, that. It's like, why do I even talk? Yeah.
You're a father to two young female children.
Yeah. Future challenger.
What did you think was going to happen?
I thought they could leave me alone for 5 minutes.
No. I think if you had a boy, it'd be even worse.
You're probably right.
He would just completely ignore you.
Yeah, that's what Sally does. Yeah. And with that, we are done. Nerys cries on her way out. She cries kind of a lot.
Yeah. Olivia points out, anybody notice Nerys was holding her arm at the end? I did.
Yeah, Wolfie noticed that.
Yeah.
Yeah, got an injury.
Yep. Maybe just tweaked her arm a little bit.
Yeah.
Doesn't look super serious.
Yeah. But Nerys comes back into the zone.
Auto zone.
And TJ tells her what, Wolfie?
Yep. Hey, I know you thought you were out, but you might get a chance to get back in and win this money because you live or die by your ride or die.
And Nerys just awkwardly says, like, oh, okay. Oh,
what?
And then,
as long as Nelson's still in the game, there's a chance.
Right.
Maybe. Possibly, microscopically, there might be a slight opportunity for you to maybe win some money.
Right. Ryan in the chat room says he has questions for Zach, who's out sick this week, about foods. But now he wants to hear from Daisy. Hey, Daisy, you want to do the after show with us? You can do the after show with us, okay?
Almost.
Yeah. Yeah, a few more minutes. I'll call you over. Hey, if you want to hear the after show with my daughter, join the Patreon. We'll post it in a couple weeks.
Yeah, agreed. Joker says, hey, Tim, will you still be a Johnny fan when Daisy is on the challenge and he's hitting all over?
I don't think I am a Johnny fan.
He's just
a guy. No. Oh, well, yeah. Okay. Yeah, you can. But you have to sit here quietly until then.
Yeah.
Don't say a word. I don't know if I am a Johnny fan. I don't hate Johnny, but I don't know if I'm a fan. But when he hits on Daisy, I will inspire Daisy to make good choices. I don't need to hate Johnny for that. Daisy's going to do the right thing.
What? How does this have anything to do with me?
You weren't supposed to talk.
Yeah, don't talk. Oh. I made a mistake inviting my daughter onto the last bit of the podcast.
You should have known.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the episode.
That's the episode.
Head over to challengepod.com, join the Facebook group. You can also join our Patreon. What do people get when they join our Patreon, Tim?
$1 a month, you get pre-shows, after-shows, years and years worth of content. You can hear me, Wolfie, Zach.
Camera's not on.
Daisy here pretty soon. Years and years worth of people talking about non-challenge related things. $2 a month is when you get the live chat. That's when everybody's been talking with us today. Joker, Olivia, Ryan, Carlin, Cab, Jacqueline, whoever else was in the live chat tonight. Hello. $5, you get video when I feel like starting the video, and you also get your name said. Tonight, we've got a very special guest on the podcast who is going to be reading everybody's names today.
And it's me.
Just say the first names.
Ainsley, Alphonse, Alvin, Carlin, Christopher, Daz, Greg, Jamie, Joker, Julie, Kahana, I don't know how to say that. Catherine, Katie, Leanne, Martez, Nicole, Olivia again, Patty, Rolden, Ryan, Sarah, Scott, Seth, Shakers, Stan, and Zach.
That's it. Yay. Thanks, everybody. Well done. And for $10 a month, you get everything we just said, but you also get live Zoom calls with me and Wolfie and Zach. You get movie stuff. We watched a Most Dangerous Game with CT. We watched that with the $10 patrons. We're going to be doing a trivia event next month with you $10 patrons. We try to organize some cool events and stuff for you guys.
Yeah.
That's it.
Do we have any reviews, Tim?
No.
We do have a sort of piece of feedback.
Okay.
Danielle posted this big long thing in the Facebook group.
Yeah.
And since we didn't have reviews, I'm like, let's read that. Danielle says, I wish I was able to tune in live, but it doesn't fit my work schedule. I have thoughts on the most recent episode. She says, I miss Amanda. But I do enjoy Zach. I really like the social media bits he does. I don't use Twitter anymore, but I like hearing what the cast is saying. Then she says, I'm mad at you a little bit. I almost always agree with Tim, but the past few episodes you've been saying how Nelson is doing so good this season, but you don't give credit to Dorice.
Yeah.
All I've heard about is she's hot, and yeah, she's one of the prettiest people I've ever seen, but give the woman some credit.
I hope I've righted that wrong tonight. Mm-hmm.
I think she's been a great partner to Nelly. She balances out his stupidity, haha. Parentheses, and no, I don't think it's misogyny. I think you just focus on the players you know over the new folks.
Yeah. Well, thank you. But I do try to be aware of misogyny because I realize it runs deep. And sometimes we do misogynistic things without even knowing it. And I have two daughters, so I try to be aware of that. So I will never – I always like being called out.
Yeah.
So that's fine.
She continues, I'm aware you don't have control over the commercials, but I didn't realize at first that they must vary by location. The timing of them is awful. They interrupt literally mid-sentence. But towards the end of the most recent episode, Zach is saying something about Georgia, and it played like this. And she's upset because, stars, woman's voice, you only have one body. Take care of your sexual reproductive health. It was so jarring. I'm in Massachusetts, and it was something about a Massachusetts health provider service.
Yeah.
That'd be funny.
Yeah. We have a little control over the ads, but placing them accurately when it's not a distracting part is difficult.
Yeah. She says, I have not been spoiled, so this is pure speculation, but I have a theory about this Redemption House type thing. I don't think the eliminated people will really re-enter the game per se.
You gotta stop.
I think they will come back as like an asset to their partner. So, for example, again, not spoilers, just hypothetically, say that the end is like four players left, like Bananas, Nelson, Casey, and Anissa. And I think it will be like, hey, congrats, you're going to the final, but hey, you need some partners, and then walk their ride or die. So Bananas can be happy to help Nani win, but Casey thinks it'll be easy to beat Anissa, but oh shit, now she has Jordan, etc. And I don't know. Maybe they split the money with their partner or give them part of it, but I think it won't focus on the eliminated player being back as much as they're now here to help their partner win. Sorry for the length of this. Thank you for reading it if you did.
That was a long theory. Yeah, yes. I guess we'll see. I understand what she's saying, that the eliminated player will be more just like moral support and, you know, kind of helping from the sidelines.
Yeah.
We will see. I'm not going to try to guess. I don't know how this is going to play out.
Joker wants us to have more movie nights. I agree.
That was really fun. I didn't like the technical difficulties I was having on my end, but the movie night itself was fun.
Yeah.
And there's
the movie was bad.
I saw Habitual is on Amazon Prime, everybody.
Oh.
I saw it come up for me today. So if you want to see CT's first movie, Habitual,
yeah,
the one that Wolfie screened in a horror movie festival, yeah. where we almost had CT come out and join us, except COVID came and screwed it all up.
And then he still got the curse of getting divorced.
That's right.
Like the show cast on everybody.
But you can watch it on Amazon Prime there for free. I wouldn't recommend it, but you can do it.
Yeah, we may have to do it on the show.
Yeah, we can do it.
We can do it as our one of our watch-alongs.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's it. Unless you got anything else.
Nothing else.
Stay tuned for the after show. Daisy's going to join us.
Yes, I am.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Daisy, who's your favorite challenger?
Banana guy.
Oh, Daisy doesn't know. She only watched Total Madness.
She doesn't even know.
She was into it, and then she quit.
Wasn't one of them named like Johnny Banana or something?
Yeah,
he's dumb. All right. Well, for this episode of Challenge, it's been Brian.
Big Uncle Sweet Team. Daisy, say your name in the mic.
Daisy.
And as Nelson said, I fucking love trivia. Fuck y'all.
Don't swear in front of my child.
The Challenge. The Challenge. The Challenge.
Why is music playing from your headphones?